The Skype of Cthulhu presents Blackwater Creek by Scott Dorward. A Call of Cthulhu 7th edition scenario. Featuring Darren as veteran private eye Jack Coway. John as business magnate Benjamin Wallace, also known as Kanka Wampe, the White Raven. Mark as Olympic swim team hopeful and Miskatonic University student Harriet Flaume. Magnus as the Miskatonic University Archaeology Wunderkind, Errol Stevens. Rich as brilliant field anthropologist, Dr. Elise Haverson. And Shannon as expedition troubleshooter, Del Wervel. Your keeper of arcane lore is Corey.
All right.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Good. And you ready to start up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess one thing to mention is we did have, I don't know if you saw email, basically, since everybody kind of freaked out on the way through the cornfield, I'm going to do a sanity check for that. So if you want if you want to roll for that, we'll see how that goes. Because that was, I should have picked that up in line, because that was, self-inflicted, to say the least.
Bump. Let's see, I rolled. I failed.
Okay, so yeah, I believe, what did I say there? I think it was 1d2 for you.
You have two.
Okay, there you go. So you have 2 points of sanity for going through there. You steeled yourself up to walk back through there because you feel you gotta find roads. So you went back through. So I think for the day, along with the sighting of the strange tree beast, that you are up to 3, correct?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, so let's keep track of that, because obviously we're getting to the areas where weirdness is going to continue. So let's see here. So what, you start out with 43 at the end of the day, so to speak? You said you have 40 now?
Yeah, 45 originally. One thing...
Because you lost one with the forest encounter, and the two now.
Did I lose some sand for the farm?
But that was a different day, right? So, I'm just keeping track if you get your 20%, yeah, for the indefinite insanity. So, okay, so basically, all right, there we go. All right, I think that will take care of it. Okay, we'll start off now and keep rolling here. So, so you have steeled yourself for your determination of trying to find roads, and you have set off alone into the cornfield toward the Carmody Farm. Last time, if you remember, we had gotten... pretty much most of the way through, you're seeing the vermin and spiders and everything else stare at you as you wander through the cornfields, but they don't seem to harm you. They continue to wander next to you, and, you know, sometimes one will kind of get close, and then it'll run away. And then as you keep walking, you'll see like a snake come out in front of you and then stick its head up for a second and, you know, lick the air because it's trying to find out what's going on there. And then it kind of scuttles past you, or slithers past you, I guess I should say, into the next corn row. And you're getting tons of things like this, and things are flying around occasionally. So you're basically saying, you know, it's not right, but, you know, they aren't harming you. And your tactic of just stealing yourself and wandering through without harming anything or touching anything is working. So you get past the part where you know that there's a body out in the woods. You ignored that and you moved on. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you start you obviously have some light because the stalks are over you are shifting, and then some sunlight pops through every once in a while. But now you're seeing the end of the tunnel, so to speak, and down the way. Actually, let's pull up the map on roll 20. Okay, so you do see the Carmody Farm. So basically what you're seeing right now is directly in front of you, and we'll say you're probably like, after you first start spotting this, like a quarter mile or not even, probably less than that down the road. You do see the farmhouse and some farm equipment, a thing next to it, a big... you see a tractor next to a large garage, and you see the farmhouse, which is out directly in front of you. You can't see a whole lot going on. Actually, go ahead and do a spot hidden.
Spot. Let's use your dice. 17. That's pass.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So you can see on the front porch. That there is somebody is sitting on it, and there's like a almost broken swing there, and he's just kind of hanging there. He's got something on his lap, and he's just sitting on the porch and looking through some stuff that you can tell. You see some papers flip up every time he moves, but that's. Excuse me, that's about all you can make up. And you see that the farmyard is pretty large. So he's on the other side of that. But that's at this point, that is what you see. And obviously you're not out of the corn tunnel yet, but you're almost there.
Am I coming in from where that mark is?
Yes, yeah, you are right here. About.
I'm down there. Oh, sorry, okay.
Right, so yes, that's the trail into, you're coming in from the south. Oh, I'm sorry, right, I see where your X is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming in from the, south, east, of the farm.
Okay, so I can see the distillery, these are outbuildings and...
Yeah, basically you don't see, you're far enough in the tunnel where you don't really see much. You might be able to see the stables and the farm equipment.
Okay. Just restricted view. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll say the guy just sat there on the chair. I just loosen my scarf and
okay.
Put down the collar, take off the hat. And,
there you go.
And, I take it from the animals and stuff. All the corn still got that kind of ooze.
Yes, absolutely. You're actually you've seen what you saw before. The corn stalks and leaves are kind of moving in odd directions where there's no wind. Mm-hmm. You're seeing all the weird signs of contaminated plants.
But here is it more pronounced here?
Not really. I mean, the whole way through, you've seen that. Yes, this
the same. Okay.
The entire field is pretty much in the same condition. Like nothing looks normal here.
And from all the animals, there's just a feeling of watchful.
Yes.
Behavior. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't threaten you. They might have gotten close to you. Every once in a while, you'll see a rat or a mouse come up and sniff and then run away. But, they have not harmed you at all.
So, I went past raccoons, like, their heads were turning as they watched me like, go past type thing? Or was it, they just...
Well, some of them would stare, but it's kind of weird how it worked. I mean, it was like, some would stare and it would follow you for a while. Some would just come up and sniff and look at you and then, cock its head and then just run off. It was kind of random how it works, and it's different things. It's just a whole bunch of different types of animals are staring at you as you walk up here.
And is the insect still flies and
yes,
moths and...
yeah, that oh, is pretty okay. much kind of the same thing. Then some of the insects probably land on you and stuff. I don't know if you react to that, but you don't get bitten or anything. They just kind of land and buzz around you and then fly off.
Nah, it should be tense every time something big lands, but she's going to have to stay on the track. I'll take off most of the protective gear that I got on and just walk into the farmyard.
Okay.
Looking around.
Okay, so you do get in. Now you see the full farmyard. Let me see.
I die.
Okay. No, not yet. There's a yet. So now you see the full farmyard, which is on the map here. You see off to the right, there is a, off to the east, I guess that would be, there is a large barn that you see. You can see the doors open, and you can see a couple people are actually in there. They have not noticed you at all. That is where you can see a bunch of distilling machinery. And, there's also some barrels that they're dumping the whiskey into, that you would assume that's whiskey. Then there is a garage over there off to the right, which is, you can see there is a truck which is parked inside. Like I said, there's a tractor off on where the farm equipment garage is. And then off on the left-hand side, you are seeing the stables, which, you can see from here there are some horses in there. Go ahead and do another spot hidden.
Okay. Also, from the guys in the distillery, can I see them fairly clearly? There's actually production still going on.
Yes, they are. They are definitely working on making more whiskey. You would assume from the smell. That's what you're thinking. How'd your spot hidden go?
That would be a failure.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so you can see the horses in there. Up to the northwest, there is that grain silo, which is looming over a lot of the farmhouse and everything. And then to the west over there, you also see a whiskey storage shed. You can see bunches of barrels and crates of, looks like you'd assume they would be bottles, because you see a couple bottles sitting around of the whiskey production that has been going on. That is basically the layout of the entire yard. Off on the porch, you do see now that the person that was sitting there, he stands up and he grabs a shotgun next to him and is looking your way, because he has noticed that you have entered.
I will raise my hand in a cheery wave.
Okay.
And walk towards him, shouting out, Mr. Carmody?
Yeah, my name's Carmody. What brings you out here, miss? And he's kind of yelling. He's like, boys, get, we got some company here. And they
totally hear it. You actually see them kind of startle, and they turn around, and they start walking towards near the door of the distillery.
When I approach the chap on the come from the farmhouse, can I see any obvious signs of illness on him? Has he got any of the sores?
You're pretty far away. I'm going to say right now you're not... you could probably, if you do a hard spot hidden, you could probably see the guys at the distillery. this is kind of a large farm, so I don't want to...
Yeah, no problems. 69.
Okay, yeah. So they look normal as far as you can tell.
So I'll glance to them and they say they're sort of hanging by the door, and just keep walking towards the chap off the.
Okay. Yeah, you shotgun. See that they have just picked up. Let's see here. Yeah, they have just picked up shotguns, and they are wandering towards the door. So they're kind of sitting on the side of the door, they're not threatening, so to speak, but they're standing there with their greatest British hunter pose with the shotguns underneath, tucked under their arm.
Yes, I'll just still walk up and say, hello, I'm Harriet Flomette from Arkham. I was hoping you could help me.
Oh, hello there, pretty lady. It's, Cyphosaur Eyes out here. And you see that this is, actually, now that you've gotten close, this guy, he's got, kind of shiny skin. It looks like he's, red, and, he's, sweating a bit. He does not look exactly healthy, but he seems fine, kind of in his own balance, in terms of things. He has some paper sitting next to him, and, he does still have the shotgun. What brings you out to our fine farm, little miss?
I have a rather strange request. I was wondering...
Okay, at that point, before you do that, go ahead and do a listen roll. Yeah, just really quick.
Let's listen. Oh, dear. No.
49. Okay, go ahead. So, continue on. No problem.
I'm sorry to disturb you. I can see that you're rather busy. I was wondering, could I... I have a rather weird, odd request. I was wondering if maybe we could go inside, get out of this heat. It's not hot, is it?
Yeah, you know, actually, it's not hot. You can say it's
warm.
No, you can actually probably say it's drizzling a little bit because, it's been a pretty crappy time ever since you've been here. So it's a bit wet. So you could definitely
I'll use the rain as a. I walked a rather long way, and I was looking to trouble you for a seat.
He looks. Let's see. Actually, you know what? Why don't you do either you could do charm or you can do your appearance. Why don't you do a check with that? We'll see how it goes.
What's the appearance? So is it straight appearance or?
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
I wish it was Thomas Hoyt Benarchy. What was that? Yes, 13.
13, okay, yes. He's like...
I batter my eyelids.
You actually see him. It's kind of like he seems a little, I don't know, like distant? His eyes are kind of off, and then you see something kind of click, and he realizes there's this beautiful girl in front of him, and he's like, oh, of course, come on in, little lady, and he opens the doorway. Now that you're closer, just so you can see, the farmhouse, it's got a porch on it. Actually, let me see here. I think I got a picture of it.
No, sand loss.
Okay, so let's say. So, what do you see so far? You don't see much, do you? Okay, so
we're going. Someone's been blanking out things.
Yes. Oh, can you?
Someone's
been
sneaky.
Right. Okay. So this is basically what you can see. He's sitting on that the porch swing up front, which is half broken. And then, the house is not in good shape. You know, it needs painting, which hasn't been done. I guess that's about it. He opens the door. which is you can see where. Oh, so you can't see it. And you enter. So let me do some reveal.
I'm slightly worried that the farmyard is now darkness has dropped. It's just the house lit up. There's nothing else around us.
Yeah. Well. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Well, you're going to the house, so I thought I would give you a view.
It's great.
Can you see that?
That's cool.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So it opens up. You can see he wanders in. You can see that there is a stove over there. You see a table. And then over here in the east end of everything. Hey, wait. What's going on here? Oh, sorry. I got to go back to this. In the east end of everything, there is like a couch and chairs. And he's starting to lead you over there. When you come in, the must smell is overwhelming. Go ahead and do a spot again, if you don't mind.
No. Damn, face rig, nope.
Okay. So, yeah, so as you wander in, it smells musty, it smells moldy. There is, basically, you can see, that there is kind of like a film. I don't want to call it film, but there's like a kind of a wetness on a lot of the supporting boards and such. You can see that on the table there's dirty dishes that from whatever they were eating before, and he leads you over to the couch, and he's got a chair, and he plops down in the chair, and he just invites you to sit down on the couch.
There's a run down, damp, basically a bachelor pad. Does it smell? Is it just musty smell, or is it the smell of the apples that's stronger here?
It's a combination. It's a total combination. You're smelling that. Well, it's inside. It's not as much because this must and yeah, it smells like it's just like a damp cellar or something. Okay, actually, yeah. So what do you do at that point?
Yeah, I'll still wear my. I'll unbutton my coat, but keep it on.
Okay.
And just clear a space for the sofa and sit down.
Okay. Go ahead and do another spot. I don't want to keep doing spots, but just so you know.
Yeah, my base skill. Woo! Oh, no. 0-0. It's dark, I can't see. 2.
Okay. You actually look down, and you can see that. It looks like it's damp. The couch is actually damp. There is like some sort of mold or a slime type thing that's covering the couch.
There's no reaction from Mr. Carmody.
He just sits down. And actually, as you were walking in, he says, "Yeah, my name's Damien. What is yours, little lady?" As he's sitting down in the couch.
Damien.
Or sorry, on the chair.
Chair.
So and he's expectantly watching you, and sit down, make yourself comfortable.
I don't think he was a crazy one, was he? The violently chappy. I'll tuck my coat up underneath my legs and sort of, and then just sit down in the corner of the sofa.
Okay. Okay. So you are okay. So yeah, that sounds good. Go ahead.
Next to him.
Sorry, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So now at this point, as you had crossed the entire floor, and it's all wood, so you hear that there's obviously a little bit of creaking as it moves across. Now you hear coming from somewhere. Go ahead and do a listen roll.
Can I pinpoint? I don't think 8 is going to do it.
No. So you just heard some muffled like a shout or something. Yeah. So what? Mm. So at this point, you're kind of covered up, and you're sitting on the couch. What is your plan? He's staring at you expectantly, like.
Does he make any reaction to the shout or the cry?
None at all.
Did you hear that? Has one of your men hurt themselves?
He actually said, so what brings you here, darling?
Oh, the woodshed.
Yeah, sorry. You saw that too. So, wanted to make sure you knew that was there.
Huge crowd of cultists come out. Yes, sorry. Like I said, I'm Harriet. I'm from the Arkham University. I believe you may have met my boss, Professor Rhodes, a while back.
I'll describe
him.
Yeah, I've met him. We've seen him around here. All of a sudden, you hear this muffled thing again. So why don't you make another listen check, please?
Come on, 20, right? Yeah, 20. 22.
22. Did you make it? Oh, you missed it. Okay.
No, missed by two.
This incoherent something keeps happening. It seems like it's below you. So he's just like, he came through here at some point.
There's no reaction from Davian.
No, none at all.
No. Okay.
So, and he's just like, what do you care about this guy? He's just, just some wild professor came through here, just disturbing and mucking up everything. And as you see it, as you're sitting on the couch and at the window, the two guys, they are now, one standing at the door and the other one standing at the window looking in. Hmm. With shotguns, obviously.
Obviously.
And then the guy kind of actually at the door says, "So what's up, boss? You need anything here?" And he's just like, "No, we're okay right now. You guys, stand your ground there. We'll find out what this little lady wants." And so now he looks back to you and expectantly he's like, "So what brings you here? It's not often we get good-looking women such as you at the Carmody Farm."
Well, I'm going to go all in, I suppose. I believe we've been in town for We've been at the village for a while now, and we're looking for Professor Rhodes. And, I believe that you were one of the last people to see him, and as you say, he can be a rather meddlesome man. But the university have sent myself and some friends to bring him back, and the university doesn't want to make a fuss, doesn't want to get any authorities involved, and so. If you would happen to know where Professor Rhodes is, if you could tell me, I'm sure we could arrange something, and we'll all be out of your hair and leave you to your farming.
Yes, he's still just kind of dull eyes. Baby, you don't have to worry about that, man. You don't. I don't know where he's at. There's nothing you need to worry about. So, at the time, you hear another muffled brrrr, and go ahead and do a listen check. Actually, you know what? Do a listen check times two.
Oh, no need three. To. Zero, 4.
Okay, there you go. So you do hear the muffled, and you're like, that sounds like Rhodes. That sounds like, oh my God.
Oh, that night beneath the trees and the river.
Yes.
He made a noise much like that.
Yeah, most likely, yes.
Why did I fancy that man? Good grief.
So yes, you have determined that this is a Rhodes' screaming someplace. The guy, Damien, kind of gets up from the chair and moves forward and puts his hand on yours and says, "You don't have to worry about that man. He's well gone. You don't have to worry about him, baby." And he tries to grab your hand and he sits down on the couch next to you.
I'll let him.
Okay.
I've got much choice.
Go ahead. And at that point, let's see. Why don't you do... Yeah, do a dex. Do a dex check.
Dex. 65. 48. Yes.
Okay. So, you shift yourself. Sense. And, now he's holding your hand. He's starting to put, he stinks. He's like, he hasn't been washed in God knows how long. And, he puts his arm around you and you hear like the squish in the couch. Excuse me. As he, puts his arm around you and says, "What are you doing here, darling? What are we talking about?"
Well, Damien, may I call you Damien?
Of course. You could call me Damien.
I will sort of tap my foot on the floor, sort of, so makes a noise.
Okay.
Sort of. I believe the professor is here, and sort of tap. Maybe I should speak to your father or your brother. We don't want any trouble, but people know I'm here, and as businessmen, I'm sure you don't want any trouble, any legal trouble. And I don't mean Sproutson, but you don't want any big city federal boys coming here, do you? I just want the professor.
He actually, you know, he was getting close, and then he pushes back, like he's a little perturbed. And says, "Oh, you want to speak to my father, huh? You want to speak to him?"
Well, he's the head of the household, I assume, still.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely can speak to him. That's not a problem. Let's go up and talk to him, okay?
Psychology roll. No. Thank you. That's like I said, I don't want any unpleasantness.
No, I. You want to talk to him? We'll get you. We'll get you speaking with him. Maybe he'll be more reasonable than me. And so he actually pushes up, and he starts walking towards the stairs, and he motions you to come upstairs.
I follow.
Okay.
Well,
He does. He also waves his one of his buddies by the door. He waves him in, and so the guy just kind of wanders in and then sits down at the table with the shotgun. And he is.
I will comment.
You... I'm sorry.
I will sort of comment. Damien, I'm just one woman. I'm sure you don't need any extra protection from me.
Oh, he's just taking a rest, baby. No, don't worry about that. He's taking a rest. So then he actually, he motions you up the stairs. Daddy's upstairs, so let's head on up, huh?
Okay, we can get this sorted out. The sooner, the quicker, the better.
Oh, of course. And so let's see here. So you come up the stairs. Okay, as you kind of pass this you go. As you pass this, the level, the stairs, it's kind of like the air is kind of changing. You're smelling rot. The mold is still happening, but the overpowering smell of rot is upstairs. Go ahead and do do a spot hidden again. Hate to keep doing this, but
no, 59.
Okay,
I will comment. Is your father unwell? It's a rather strong smell here.
No, he's doing just fine. You don't have to worry about him. I'm sure he's gonna love talking to you.
I fail my psychology role. Yes, I believe him. He's perfectly truthful.
Okay. So now you see, and he's starting. Okay, so you're up at the top of the stairs. There's the window right here that's looking out beyond the. Oh man, I hate this. There's a window right here looking out beyond.
Okay.
To the back, and there's more cornfields. Go ahead. Go ahead and. What, you had a question?
No, it's fine. I just was going to ask if that was the window. Sorry, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, out the side of the window, you are seeing the cornfields behind. And you do see the two doors. One is at the top of the stairs, all the way to the end, and one is to the, I guess that would be the south, which looks to be, they're both closed. And, I guess that's about it. You smell a horrible stench at this point.
Which door is sort of Damien heading towards?
He's going towards the one that's straight in front of you. That would look, and if you're thinking about it, that would probably be the master bedroom.
Okay. Is he sort of gesturing for me to go in, or?
He's actually standing at the door, and he's got the doorknob in his hand, and he's like, come on, let's go talk to Pops. He's waiting for you.
Okay, lead on, Mr. Carmody.
Okay, so he opens the door, and the stench gets worse. And I assume you still wander in, or you're going to stand at the doorway?
Is it light in there?
You can see. There's the windows are open. There's just as much light there as any place else in the house. But you just got hit by a huge, nasty rot smell. You can see flies are flying around in there.
Mr. Carmody, I think there's something dead in there. Please. This is your idea of a practical joke.
He's a little sick. No, he's fine. And you can see now that as you look in, there's something under the covers on the bed. He's absolutely fine, darling. He is grabbing you and throwing you in the room.
I will let out a girlish shriek. Eek.
Okay. So are you defending on this, or he grabbed your arm and he's throwing you towards the bed?
No.
No?
I'm just going to take it.
Okay. So he grabs you and he throws you heftily. You land at the bottom of the bed and you can see the bed covers. They're moving. And you see the flies running around. The stench is horrible. Actually, the bed sheets are also wet. So at that point, when you touch the bed sheet as you fall, go ahead and do a con roll, please.
Oh, Jesus. So that's 56. I pass, 43.
Okay, so you get this slimy thing. It slimes on your hand, and you can feel these, it's just wet and disgusting. And you can feel your hand is starting to tingle. And you wipe it. Wherever, I assume on your jacket, since it's already... Oh, and I meant to say earlier, when you sat down, there was kind of a squishing sound when you got up off the
couch. Sofa thing.
Yeah, and your coat is covered with this goo that is on the furniture. But anyway, so wipe it off on your coat, which is already destroyed, and you stand, and you're sitting on this, or sorry, I assume you stand, or are you staying on your knees?
I will reach into my pocket and put out my gloves again, and then stand.
Okay, so that's what you see. He has now closed the door. And
is he still in the room with me?
He is in the room with you. He has closed the door, and he's wondering. He's going, "Hey, Pop, wake up!" And the bed is just slightly moving underneath the bed sheets.
Is it moving in the way that if there were maggots under it, or is it actually moving as someone tossing and turning, maybe?
You know, it just looks like movement at this point. I don't know if there's maggots or, you know, but it, little,
is,
you know.
Yeah, is it moving in weird, is it sort of undulating?
yeah, go ahead and do a natural world check.
It's a world. Oh, yeah, I got that. Jesus.
Yeah.
And I passed 32.
Okay. It does not look like it's normal human movement. It just looks like things are moving. So he gets up there, and actually he throws off the covers. And
can I stand by the window?
You can start standing there, but he's close enough that it's going he's throwing off the covers. Okay, so yes, he gets up there and goes, Pop, we got some company here for you. Meet Miss Harriet Flamett. And he throws off the covers. And you see that there is a dead person there, rotting. But you can also see that on top, like all over the body, there are these nodules of growth that are moving, like little knots of wood and there's some worms coming off the wood, and it's just the entire body is just writhing in these things. And he's like, "Oh, he's getting better, darling. He's getting better. He'll be back with us soon." And at that point, you do need to make a sanity roll, because you're watching this dead person, which is infested with these weird growths.
Fail.
Okay, well, that is a 1d6 for this horrific scene.
2.
Okay, so you are now at 4. Or, no, 5. Right?
For the total, yeah.
Okay. For the total, you're at 5. Okay, cool. Yeah, so you hold it together, but you're like, oh, my God. There's this writhing thing, and now you're at the window. I assume you're backed up, and Damon's like, "Oh, come on, baby, it's okay. Come on, come and meet Dad." And he starts walking towards you.
He's dead. Can't you see it? He's dead. Can't you smell?
It's a temporary condition. He'll be back. Come on, you come meet him. Hold his hand, and he starts walking towards you. You wanted to talk to him. You wanted to speak with the old man. Let's do it. And he is getting very near to you now. He is about to grab you and try to bring you over.
I really hate combat in this. Did you realize this? I will pull out my knife. Mm-hmm. No, because that's a separate skill, isn't it? To be fighting knife or something, wouldn't it? I will put up my dukes and say, Damien...
Oh, no, actually, just so you know, sorry, knife is brawl. Simple weapon is still brawl. So they basically saying, like, clubs and knives and stuff like that, that's all brawl. So just so you know.
Yeah, because I think Magnus is saying, I wasn't sure if it was...
Yeah,
so one stage
I looked it up. Yeah, I looked it up, and basically if it's a simple weapon, it's all brawl. So
I'm now not only a ninja with my fists, I'm a ninja with a knife. A knife would probably be more intimidating. Then I shall pull out the knife and say, "Mr. Comody, your father is dead. just hand over the professor. People know I'm here. You really don't want the federal authorities coming here.
Oh, baby.
My plan is weak sauce.
You don't want this to happen. He cold cocks you. So he is trying to take you down. He hits you. Ooh, and he got... Wow, that was almost... It's a hard success. So he almost got... he almost got an extreme.
So what do I need to... Dodge extreme or something like that?
You can dodge? Yes, yeah. You would have to dodge extreme to miss this.
Zero, zero, eight. Ha-ha!
Okay, so yes. So what does that mean? Okay, so if you both got it... so nothing happens. So you almost get hit on the chin, and you definitely just get out of there. Which way do you move? Which way are you going from the bedroom? Or which way? You can't get away, so to speak, I don't think. But you can try to get around to a different area. Or you can jump through the window if you really want to do that. But yeah, that would be painful.
No, it won't. So it's just a low farm building, tiny. There's bound to be a bale of hay underneath the window.
Unfortunately, no.
Damn.
There might be soft ground. I would give you a luck check to see if you know, if you jumped, you might do well and fall into something that's maybe some tilled soil or something.
Some suspiciously soggy ground.
Yes.
I take it. God, he's not listening to reason, is he? He's not gonna.
No, he's. He's either going to get his animal impulses taken care of, or he's probably going to put you down in some sort.
This is why we have pigs. sorry. Here, I will stab him.
Okay.
With my stabby steak knife.
Okay.
Which
sounds good.
It's not. I missed 64.
Yeah. So, So he's continuing to come at you here. Actually, now that we're out of surprise, why don't we? We'll do a initiative roll. So go ahead and roll your. I think you want your dex, and we'll see how well you do.
I just roll dex?
Yes.
My dex is 55. I rolled 97.
Okay, so you're after Damien. He actually made his, and the other guys... let me make sure. And the other guys are also, unfortunately, in front of you. So he yells, "Come on, boys! we gotta take her down. She's freaking out. She doesn't want to talk to Pop." And once again, you can kind of hear that guy goes, "Oh!" And you hear the other guy yell, "Come on! We gotta get upstairs! Come on, Archie!
Call yourself a man."
What's that?
You call yourself a man? I'm just one woman.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's got things. He once again, he's like, "Come on, baby. You don't want to do this." And he takes another shot at you. Oof. It's another hard. So
Jesus.
You can see that he's got a great move. You can tell that this guy has skill in boxing, and he's using it to his best. So
just before he punches my head off, okay.
Yeah. He's hitting you again.
How many hit points have I got?
I think you got a lot. 12.
12.
Yeah, so you're in pretty good.
Oh, I found my dodge.
Okay. So unfortunately, okay, so he hits you, and he hits you in the stomach, like, and you just feel the breath go out of you. Yeah, that's
feel the life go out of me.
No, it's not that bad. He does hit you for 4 points of damage.
So you feel just your... He's like, just lie down, darling. It's okay. You'll be fine. And he has no emotion on this. He's just beating on you. Oh, sorry. And then you hear the other guys, you know, like he said, he's like, hey, Archie, get upstairs. And the other guy, you can hear tromping up the stairs behind you as you kind of crouch down a bit and try to recover from this hit.
See, you do realize I shall never be able to live it down if White Raven's ritual has to save me.
I'm sorry, what? Say that? Say what?
I missed you do realize I won't be able to live it down if White Raven's ritual is needed to save me.
you know, savage, I can't I? Help. I can't help the... I can't help the consequences of these actions. So
it was always going to end this way, to be honest. Right, so I'm on the floor. Can I slash at him again, or am I just...
Yes, no, you didn't have to fall. I mean, you didn't fall, but I'm just saying you thematically... Oof, yeah. You did it. Oof. So he is standing next to you. We're gonna say you're over by the bed now. You're trying to get around him. So we're gonna say you're probably about right. Yeah, I hate that. Sorry, you're probably about right here by the bed. He is next to you, kind of getting you by the doorway, or so you can't get out the doorway.
Actually, I will put. It's not gonna work because he's insane, but I will put the knife to his father's throat. And say one more step, and I'll.
Okay, so you're going over there. Yeah, go ahead and do another dex check. So are you getting on the bed? You're going to have to get on the bed to do this.
I'll get on the bed.
Okay. Yeah, you should be okay because you're okay. Go ahead. So you get on there. You feel this. You know, you feel the slime. You know, go on your knees and on your hands as you put his knife to his throat. Okay. And he's like, baby, he's coming back. So, yeah, so he's starting to walk towards you.
Not without his head.
He does not look worried. He does not look worried.
Oh, damn it, he's insanity, people. insane people, sorry.
But you see him, he's starting to move towards you. Is there anything, you still have an action. I mean, I'll give you, if you wanted to do something in terms of attack or whatever, you'll be doing it from the bed. And there is a window behind you.
Hmm. Well, is that a roof?
That is a roof.
So there's no emotion on his face. It doesn't seem to care. Yeah, I'm going to have to. Will throw the knife at him, and if I can, jump out the window. That's two things.
I think that's two things. So you could do one or the other.
Yeah, I'll go for the window, I think.
Okay. So go ahead and do a dex to see if you can get out the slimy bed and jump out the window.
Killed by bed. 49. Boss. Yeah, 49. A regular.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. So you are able to you get up on your feet and you jump out the window. So go ahead and let's see. Do another. What is your plan on getting out this window?
Yeah. Hopefully, get onto the roof and then lower myself down onto the.
Okay, so go ahead and do another dex check to make sure that you don't... you're busting through this window, so you're going to take damage breaking through.
Yeah, no problem. Would I see that thing, wherever that is?
What's that?
When I went through up the stairs, mm-hmm. and there's that window there... Oh, I was working, is it? Would I have seen this kind of... Whatever that is? Porch? Toilet?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say no because that's what your spot was for. So
okay, it's just on the side.
Yeah. So unfortunately, Okay. You did not see that. One sec here. I'm trying to get the rules for types of damage.
I passed my dex.
Okay, good. So yeah, so you bust through the window, but you do not you don't topple over. You actually land on the roof. So
I'm damn these the high heels
for the rules for dexterity damage. No, for forms of damage.
It's fine. They're making whiskey, aren't they? So it's all the sugars and stuff. They've got sugar glass. It's fine. No problem.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
saving money, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's say I'm gonna say take a D4 damage.
That was the pointy dice of doom. Here's the red one. Oh, crap. 4.
Okay, so yes, so now you have jumped through and you feel it. A couple of the stray jags just gets into your gut. You're like, oh, but you do bust out. There's a piece of glass jammed in you, and you did take 4 points of damage. But you're still up and you're still running around. So at that point, let's see here. Okay, so that was your turn. Unfortunately, that is... Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I'm on 4 hit points now, aren't I? So there's no major wound thing on that business.
No, yep, you did not take a major wound. It's just, I'm gonna say you do have this piece of glass that you got to worry about to get out, at some point here.
Would my thick coat provide any protection?
Sure. Yeah, we'll give you that, sure. So you take 3 points? Is that or is
3 points?
3 points, right?
Yeah, it'll be fine. Okay, yeah,
sure. Yeah, let's go with that. So you take 3 points of damage.
I'm 4 now.
So yes, but so it sliced into your coat and you feel it go into your rib, between two of your ribs, and it's just hanging there. And you're like, oh, and you are now on the roof. Unfortunately, at the same point. So is these other dudes. Okay, so basically, you see Damien, he wanders up to the window, and let's see how his dex checks go. He's like, oh, don't run down, you're just making it so much harder for yourself. And he doesn't even look like he's having a problem. He just steps off the bed. And he walks through the broken glass. Actually, you can see that some of the stuff is actually, lacerating him. But he doesn't care. And he just wanders out the window. He just got a big cut on his arm. And go ahead.
Sorry.
Sure.
Can I bum rush him to knock him off the roof?
Not right now, because this is actually his,
oh,
his move. Yeah, unfortunately. So he's moving through. He's like, oh, just go to sleep, darling. Go to sleep. And he's going to try to knock you on the back of the head and knock you out. And now he slips on a piece of glass, and he kind of misses as you dodge out of the way. So yes, he missed you.
Ha-ha.
Other guys, you can hear the other guys going, oh, boss, what's the matter? Is she going out the window? And you hear the other guy has run into the room.
I roll my impressionist.
Trudging up the stairs. I'm sorry?
I roll for impression.
Oh, there you
go. No, it's fine, lads. It's fine. There. Go back to work. Yeah.
Give me some
no
mimicry.
No problem.
All right. So, yes, so now you are on the roof. You have dodged him. He just missed you. And he's like, oh, you're making this so hard, darling. Come on, stop.
I will...
So let's go back to... let's get a map here. Sorry, I'm looking at other things. So I'll go back to our map. And so you are out here. He is on the ledge with you. You can hear a guy inside over here. And you hear people running up the stairs.
There's more. Wow. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Just one. You can hear one.
Just one. Okay. I have a plan.
Okay.
My plan is foolish, like this plan, but nevertheless. I will attempt to get off the roof and stagger run as far as I can to the distillery.
Okay. Okay.
Enough of the sort of roll off the roof.
You're just going to fall.
Whichever the best, safest to get off the roof. I don't think I can survive a fall, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I'll make an attempt to lower myself onto the ground.
Okay. Go ahead and let's see. Let's take a look at your character in person. Let's see what your strengths are.
Climbing off roof.
80%. Let's see. You have a huge strength. So you're a strong girl. You know what? Oh. I would go ahead and do a strength check. You're going to roll off the roof, and mm-hmm. you're just going to hang off the eave and drop. If you make your strength check, then that works.
32, almost.
Yeah. Almost. That is a hard. Yeah, that's a hard. So, you made a hard. So, yes, you turn and you drop, and he's like, "Oh, darling, no, you're making this so hard." And he's what does he do? Anyway, so yes, you drop. Go ahead and do your dex, and if you get your dex, you can actually start moving this round.
Sorry, 55. 77.
Okay, so yeah, so you drop down and you kind of crouch and you're like, okay, and you that's where you get the gumption that I'm gonna run now. So these guys are continuing. Let's see, what does he do? Yeah, I think he's gonna try to do the same thing. He's going to try to lift himself down.
He's gonna give up. His father's ill.
Jeez. He's doing awesome. So, yeah, he just rolled. That's an extreme. So, yeah, he just holds on and jumps down. He's like, don't do this. Just stop running. We just want the best for you. And he kind of staggers a bit when he falls. And he's starting to move towards you.
He's weakening.
Now you see this guy. The guy is at the window, and he's like, boss, where is she? And he's like, get downstairs, boys. And that's what you hear. And now you hear the other guy goes, get back down the stairs. And then so you hear a reversal, and
God,
you hear people starting padding down the stairs. So there you go. So now it is your turn. He stumbled again. You are pretty much safe at this point, but you're not safe. You're safe from attack.
And, no, you said it. You said it's recorded. You said safe.
I don't know about that. But so you are both crouched in front of the house. And actually, I guess we'll go back to this other map for right now. We'll go to the full Carmody farm.
I like that fog of war thing. That's quite cool.
Was it? Oh, the fog of war.
Yeah,
it is nice. That's a nice. D20 is roll 20. Excuse me, is very cool. I gotta say, I've been very impressed by it. I definitely recommend it. It's pretty cool. So now you have fallen outside, climbed down outside the farmhouse. You're just sitting in front, and he is within probably about 3 feet of you. Trying to get himself together so he could try to go after you.
Can I ride horses? No. Yeah, I'm going to go for the plan.
Horses.
Yeah, 5%. I'm going to run. Yeah, I'm about the same place, aren't I? Yeah, I'll run to the distillery.
Running to the distillery, okay. Go ahead and All right, so let's see. What is your speed? 8. Your move rate is 8.
This is 16. Yeah,
I think Carmody is the same way.
He's heavy. He's a big man.
No, he is. Big. You're right. He's a big dude, so he's actually a little bit slower than you. Actually, you know what? Guess what, Mark? We're going to do chase rules. Hooray! Hooray!
No more excitement.
Okay. So, let's see here. Let me find them, actually.
Oh, look, I seem to have found some count drops. How'd I get in my pocket?
Okay. So, yes, go ahead and do a speed roll, which is...
Yes. Are you encouraging drug use?
I'm sorry?
Are you encouraging drug use now?
It's not that sort of thing. Yeah, it's a different speed. So go ahead and make a con roll.
Where's my con? Do 56. So roll under 56. Okay.
Yeah, you want to roll under.
Just 55.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we're fine. We're actually at the same speed. So yes, actually. You can see that he's when you run, you're at normal speed. He is chugging behind you. But you can see that he's actually moving a little bit slower than you.
So basically you just maintain the distance. I take it. The gap is the same. He hasn't got any further to me. I haven't got any further away. That's pitching it.
Yeah, actually, no, he's going to fall behind on you.
Oh, he's coming back. Oh, okay.
A little bit. So let me see here. What about...
I suppose you have to say how far this delivery is.
We'll see if it goes anywhere. But at this point, he is actually a little bit slower than you. So you make it there. He's behind you, running to the distillery. And then as that's happening, you can see one of the guys is busting through the front door, and he's running towards you as well. But you are at the distillery at this point. I don't know if what you want to do at that point. And we'll say he's probably about halfway, right in the middle of the farmyard.
This is Cthulhu. Can't you guess what I'm going to do?
Woohoo!
I really hope I'll get drunk, lay back, and think of England. This is not a weird hentai. I will attempt to kick over the most alcohol-y smelling barrel at the front of the distillery, pull out my cigarette lighter, and flame on.
Okay. Go ahead and, you see a barrel sitting there. Go ahead, it's, okay, yes, there's one filling. There's one filling. Yes, go ahead and do a strength roll. See if, you can...
I have absolutely no idea how these things work. Could I sort of just... I don't know if they're brewing the hop... Could I knock, like, a plug out or something? Are they
we're going to say that it's actually like a distilling tub or something. It's like it's collecting the tub. If you want to do a sealed barrel, yes, you're going to have to open it up. But if you want to do something that's actually collecting the distilling apparatus, you could do that as well. So that would be just open.
I guess this is F. All those sort of dodgy westerns or so. I say it's like there's stuff heating up anyway. Is that how they're working? They heat up the liquid and drain bits and pieces.
And then it's taking. I think it's draining out the water. And unfortunately, I don't know much about distilling, but it is collecting the alcohol in a cooling. It goes through the loops, which is cooling down the air, and then it drops into the collection.
All those are sometimes explosive in films. I will do it. What I'll do is whatever I need to do to get a line of alcohol on the floor. Splash it, knock it over, kick it, whatever.
Sure. Go ahead and, like I said, do your strength roll.
36. Okay. Almost a hot assess.
Sure. So you're able to push over one of the tubs, and you pour it out. Now at this point, I'm going to say that takes a little while.
So, that's fair enough.
Yeah. So actually, you're in here. You've poured over one of the collection things, and it's spilled out on the floor. At that point, Damien is running in. It's like, oh, don't do that, darling. You don't want to do that. I got to give these. This is good. And he takes a swing at you. This is the gift of the mother. You can't stop this. Huh? Oh, and he rolls a 0-0. Wow. So, what is going to happen here?
He spontaneously combusts. He gets thirsty. That. Starts drinking.
He tries to hit you as you're doing this, and I think he slips in some of the alcohol, and he just falls onto the collection tub. And he actually impales himself. So let's see. Okay, it's unfortunately it's only a scratch. So he falls into it, and you hear it as you see it stab into his gut, and he's like, "Oh, damn it, girl!" And so there you go. That was his turn. You can still hear people shouting and running towards the farmyard.
I say, ha-ha, and you thought you were penetrating me. And I jump up and do one of those wrestling moves where you land on people.
Nice.
I will knock over. Sorry, actually, is this a wooden structure?
Yes, it's a barn. Has it got a back? Sorry, it's a barn. So
barny type thing. I will set fire to the alcohol, which... apparently it's called Mother's Milk, which is a strange name for alcohol. Right. It's not milky, is it? It actually is alcohol. It's not.
No, it is. It's not white. Excuse me. It is alcohol. This is the you can smell the same. As soon as you tipped it over, and obviously from the distilling, you could smell this apple-y, it's rotten. Well, you called it apple-y. It's not apple-y. You smelled the
fume.
You smelled it, yeah. You smell the tainted smell of corruption. Give me 2 seconds here. Let me see what's going on. There are, a number of brewing vats and two large industrial-scale stills. Dozens of wooden barrels of whiskey. So, they were... You pushed it over. The whiskey is scattered across. Pick it up. But, you take out your lighter. Mm-hmm. And, okay. So
dying
you are just...
fire.
Possibly. We'll see how this all goes. You're going to throw it onto the... Yeah, go ahead and throw it onto the thing if you'd like. Or if you have other directions, so let me know. Light it up. You know what? Let's do this. Well, you still have to do a luck roll just to make sure that it comes up. It's not going to be a hard one. We're just going to make sure that you don't, do very badly.
Would this be classed as combat, or I'm just lighting something?
This is just a luck check. Combat. It's just, since it's a lighter, there might be some reason that it wouldn't go off. That's all. So.
Oh, you. Have I mentioned how evil you are? 42, what the hell is my luck?
No, you're good. You're good. I just didn't want you to, if you botched, then it'd be like, oh, come on. It lights up for you. You are standing next to this trail of, the whiskey that's going away from you. Do actually another luck check to see if it's gotten near you.
Standing
in it. What's that?
I've been knocking off my luck instead of sanity.
Oh.
Stupid one. 81, so that's a failure of luck.
Okay, so you're standing in the whiskey. The whiskey has flooded around your feet at this point.
Is this for me to realize just before I light it, or is it? Oh dear, I've lit it. I'm on fire.
No, you're not on fire yet. I've just you now realize that you're standing there with a lit.
I said I lit my scarf up on fire, wasn't I, or a handkerchief or something.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I was just assuming at this point you just have the lit lighter, and now you look around and you're like, oh my god, it's swelled around me. And Carmody is Damien is just he's soaked with it too, and he's just getting up from it. Is going, oh, don't do this, don't do this. You don't want to do this. This is destiny, destiny.
See you in hell, and then I'll throw the thing on the fire, the whiskey, and then run as fast as I can out.
okay, so yes, it goes up. So, fire is going up.
Seven, 68 now.
Okay, so let me find the random damage here. Yeah, go ahead and let's say you do a dex check.
Yeah, so
wait a minute. Okay, have you moved?
Probably.
No, you haven't moved. You pushed it over, you grabbed it. Okay, so you have not moved yet. So I'm going to say, just do a dex check to see if you can, I mean, you're going to burn. We'll see how badly you you get it.
But I've got a wet coat on. I'm fine.
Yeah.
43, which is a pass on my luck, which is 45, I think.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So we're going to say,
I dive into a cow pat.
Maybe. Okay, we're going to see what happens here. Running through a burning room is a D10. So, fire, burning torch. Yeah, so we're going to say it's a moderate. You take a D6. Going through here. Let's see. It does. All of a sudden you hear Damien's and he's yelling. He's burning. He's on fire.
Okay, so D6 damage, is it?
D6, yeah. So you're running out and your coat is on fire, your dress is on fire. But you know, it just started at the fringes. But it's starting to go.
You've just been pervy. You just want to see Harriet naked, don't you?
Maybe. Maybe that's part of it.
Oh, two.
Double
conscious.
Wow. Okay. So, all right. So, yes. So you start running out and you get outside the door and you feel the flames are licking up above you. And you're like, and your mind just blanks from the pain. And then you fall into the ground, and you just see, the last thing you see are these guys are running towards the goat. Oh my god, it's on fire! And he with shotguns, and they are just running towards the barn. And at that point, you black out. And
do we get a bang? An explosive whiskey?
No, you don't know. You don't know yet. Unfortunate. Now I will. I'll let you know. Let's see. How did if do you hear screams? Yes, you hear a pretty Heidi scream out of Damien Carmody. Wow. Okay. Let's see here.
Yeah, the couple of shotgun shells in his pocket.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Okay, so. Yes, you hear him. You hear him absolutely scream out loud. It's like, oh my god! And actually, as you're running, you hear his voice change, as he is, you know, he's actually exiting the barn. And that's where you hear him thud to the ground, and then that's, you're totally out. You have blacked out. And I think that's
blacked
where
out.
We're, yeah, you did harm him.
In a farm.
He actually, you, the fear hits your hits you as you're passing out. He's like, he's still alive. And that's where you fall to the ground, unconscious.
He must have shotgun shells in his pocket, surely. No, I better put it in a leg.
That's a good point, though. You know, I will think about it, because now we got to, we'll have to see. I mean, I'm definitely giving it a chance that this thing's going to blow sky high. But I will give you the lowdown before the next session. But awesome. Yeah, you might, I mean, you know, I'm just going to love where if it does blow sky high, the guys are going to be over in town and all of a sudden. Black smoke and everything else is like, oh. So yeah, that was fun.
I thought this was going to be a surprise. I'm still alive. I thought this would be a suicide mission.
Well, see, I did design her to be a little bit more of a warrior. She's more of the, you know.
Well, now you tell me.
Well, you know, whatever. Well, you did good with her. I mean, you did well, I should say. Yeah, no, that was cool. I mean, you Beth definitely. Took a chunk out of the witnesses here, you know, the things to see, which, you know, it's fine. I the other guys, you know, they'll have to catch up with you to see some of these things if it survives the fire and blast. So now you are passed out, and we'll see where that goes from there. I mean, you might be flattened with the explosion. I don't know. So
see,
we'll
see. What I'm hoping for is a daisy chain, and the distillery goes up, flaming debris hits the shed, that goes up, hits the garage, yeah. That goes up.
Yeah, there is rules for blowing up the barn. So I'll read through those. And we'll see what logically happens. I'll make some rolls, and a great ending in terms of you don't know what happened, but you were successful in what you wanted to do. So there you have it.
My last thoughts as I just go unconscious are, how'd you like that ritual, you damn Indian?
Nice. Very good. Very good. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you much.
So, yeah, no, that was fun, Mark. Thank you. Thank you for playing individually and taking the time. We had a, had a good little scenario here, adventure scene. Or,
I was nervous. I must
session. Well, you know, I'm like, wow, he's going in. So no, that was a lot of fun. So, I'm sorry.
It had to be that the girl had to do it. These men are useless. Just killed of badgers and raccoons are scared. Girl goes on her own. Does the
yeah. Trick. I gotta be honest, I can't believe they're so freaked out by the animals. I was like, okay. Don't tell them that, but I was like, So I will let you into that little nugget of knowledge. And we'll keep this one kind of secret until we play it through. But I'll get the recording to you if you'd like to listen to it. So it's a lot of fun, Mark. So okay. Thank you very much for playing. And I guess I will see you later today for the other place. So.
Kikoki. Cheers, mate.
Okay. All right. Take care, man. We'll see ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A special thanks to Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matthew Sanderson, creators of the Good Friends of Jackson Elias podcast, for their voice talents provided for the audio handouts within this recording. Be sure to check out their excellent Call of Cthulhu and horror genre podcast. Visit the good friends at their website, www.blasphemoustomes.com. All music within this recording graciously composed and performed by Walkathon. in the next episode of Blackwater Creek. Errol finds another extraordinary specimen. The investigators reluctantly fulfill their final option. Corruption strikes horrifically, but lost knowledge is gained. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time in Blackwater Creek.